just glad to be here, and this is an honor to me. And I'm going to pray now before I speak. And I'd like for y'all to pray for us. Amen. Now, Holy Father, it's so good to be back with you again. Thank you, sweet Holy Ghost. And Lord, as we feel your good power, I want you to saturate everyone's heart in here tonight, Lord. Let them speak to their hearts, oh God, the Holy Ghost, Lord. And see where we all live, God. Lord, I know you don't owe me nothing, but as a favor, Lord, I appreciate you standing by me tonight. And comfort me, Lord, in Jesus' sweet, lovely name. And touch our pastor, God, and heal him forevermore, God. And touch everyone here tonight, Lord. If there to be one sick here, Lord, I would that you touch him. And the lost man would think about his soul tonight. In Jesus' sweet name, Lord, I love you. Amen. Now, there is therefore no condemnation to they which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from sin. Amen. From the law for sin and death. Law could not pay the price, neighbor. It's impossible. It took the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. He said, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. Bless the Lord. I don't think I need these. Amen. I believe the God tonight is the same yesterday and today and forever. I don't believe He'll ever change. The weather changes from time to time, and we change from time to time. But we have a high priest tonight that sits in the heaven on the right hand of the Holy One of all, praise God, that don't change, praise God. He's the same every day, praise God. You don't have to worry about Him. What He promised you, He'll give it to you. What do you need tonight? I'd like to go back for just a little bit of things as the Lord's working different with me there. Y'all just be patient with me. I'll get it out. Amen. Now, if you remember when the disciples taught all night and caught nothing. And what did they see when they looked over on the shore? They saw someone already cooking breakfast, if you please. Amen. He said, children, have you any meat? Have you caught anything? No. And King James put in there, for right beside, if you'll see it, it says, no, sir. Amen. But I want you to know right now that he wanted to know if they had anything. I thought, oh, when the Lord laid that on my heart, I said, Father, that's it. You know, we come to the Lord and we want so much from Him. Are we really ready to accept what He's got for us? Amen. He's got a new life for us. Amen. He'll take the old man out of us. Amen. And crucify us. Amen. He said, neither lest I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me, praise God. There's no ifs and ands about it, praise God. He's the same Lord unto all that call upon Him. He don't care who you are, where you come from, what color you are. It don't make any difference. He said, I'm the same Lord over all, praise God. Woo, bless His sweet name. That the righteousness of us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Flesh, flesh. All it is. I had a dream one time. I told Brother Todd about it. I said, I dreamed that I had a bunch of flesh. I don't know where in the world the flesh come from. And I said, oh, now I know. The Lord was speaking to me and said, Marvin, you got too much flesh. You've got too much flesh. It's time for you to move up. Amen. It's time for us all to move up. I'm going to tell you something tonight, hearts. I'm going to tell you what God will do for you. He'll make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things will just pass away. He said, behold, I make all things new. Amen. Praise God. And He gave us a chance to do it. Amen. He said, whosoever calls upon me, I'll no wise cast him out. I won't turn him down. He said, come unto me, all you that meek and heavy laden, and you shall find rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. He said, try me, and I praise God, that I'll not put the more on you can bear. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. He's the key. He said, I stand, oh, thank you, Lord. I stand at the door and knock. Amen. You have not because you ask not. Amen. I stand at the door and knock. Amen. And I won't in. And you know what he said? He said, whosoever that opens that door, him and my Father and I will come in. And listen to what it says there. And he said, we'll take our abode with him. Now the word abode there means stay. Stay. Amen. You can look it up. It's stay. He'll stay with you. Somebody said, how long will you stay with me? How do you remember the day that you got saved? Amen. Amen. And God washed away all your fears and everything and cleaned you up and put you on the highway because He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. Then you have eternal life. But dear hearts, I know there's some of you in here tonight that, if you would get me some water, I'll sure appreciate it. There are some people in here tonight that don't know Jesus. You don't know Him. And if I could, I'd give it to you, but I can't do it. He's the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can heal you. Amen. He's the only one that can justify you, sanctify you, baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He's the only one. He's got the whole recipe. Amen. It's high on the menu that thou wilt serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thou shalt have no other God before you. Because He said, I will not share my glory with another. Amen. He's not going to have it. Amen. The old devil comes by and the Lord asks him, where are you going, Satan? I'm going to and fro, up and down through the world, seeking whom I may devour. Have you considered my servant Job? He's a perfect man in all the east. Oh, said, just put your hand, take the hedge away from him, and I'll cause him to cuss you to your face, call your names and everything. And the Lord, first thing, it took his house, took his children, took everything he had. Thank you so much, brother. Amen. I must be getting real good, Brother Todd. I'm getting thirsty now. Amen. You know what Job did? He said just exactly what we should all say. The Lord giveth and He taketh. Bless His holy name. Amen. Bless His name. If He wants to clean it out, let Him clean it out. Because I'll tell you what He'll do. He said, no man, oh praise God, the Lord just gives to me. No man has ever forsaken all house and land, fathers, mother, children, brother, all of them, and come and follow me that will not gain it back in this life 100-fold. What we got to live for? You tonight, your hearts, I want to talk to you. If you don't know Jesus, I'm going to tell you tonight, you need Jesus in your life. I hope tonight that you'll accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Oh my, it's got to be. Listen to what it's going to be at the end of the way. Now, I didn't write this book, but it says it, amen. He that serveth me, Jesus said in the 12th chapter of St. John, and the 26th verse said, he that serveth me, him will my Father honor. If you want some honor bestowed upon you, get cleaned up with God. It won't hurt you a bit to say, oh God, pardon my iniquity. Forgive me for all my sin. Wash me in your love, amen. And He'll do it, praise God. He'll not suck. He's not sucking to anything. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. He's the way. He's the only way out. Praise God. Other men has tried everything. Think of the rich man for just a minute. He said, I'll pull down my barns and I'll build greater. Oh, I'm going to show off. I'm going to tell the neighborhood just what I can do. Oh, my goodness alive. He built all kinds of stuff up. But you know what? He had a visitor about 12 o'clock that night. Praise God, bless your name. Amen. He knocked on his door. He said, thou fool, this night, didn't say tomorrow night, this night, it could be the same way here tonight, that this night, you ain't got another chance or nothing. Don't put off tomorrow, for the Bible said, it's appointed one man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. And He said, today is the day of salvation. For tomorrow you may die. Don't play around with the devil. He'll hoodwink you if you let him. But you look on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He told the rich man, he said, all these things will be taken away and you're going to die. Amen. And he said, then whose will all these things be? Thank you, Lord. I just had a thought about the oil companies. My goodness, I never heard such a racket in all my life. People getting retired with $400 million. Amen, my goodness, poor thing. He might starve to death. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a sad thing for people to love. He said, don't pile yourself up riches on this earth where thieves will break through and steal, but lay for yourself treasures in heaven where neither they don't rob and don't break through and steal. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself. And there where I am, there you may be also. And the way you know, God's got it all planned out. And we need to get right with God. Neighbor, if you're lost here tonight, I beg you, oh, I'm as I can, to get right with God. You say, my friends will make fun of you. Yeah, I wonder what they'll do on judgment morning when they see you drop over into hell. Amen. I wonder what the rich man would tell you tonight. I know what he'd tell you. Oh, he said, no. He said, I've got five brothers. I've got five brothers. Now, one preacher said there's all gamblers. I don't know what it was. I wasn't there. But I'll tell you one thing. He said, tell them not to come to this place for it's torment. Amen. Just think about it. I know I know that you believe what I'm saying because it's the truth. But I want you to do something about it. Because listen, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Just think what the rich man could have said to the Savior that night when he knocked on his door. Father, I'm sorry. I was doing wrong and I want you to forgive me. And I'll take my goods and I'll distribute them all out to the poor everywhere. But no, he was selfish. He said, "Thou, my soul, take it easy. You got much laid up for many years." Amen. But he didn't have many years. You see, you may not have many years. Amen. You may not have many days. Amen. It's appointed once to die. And after that, the judgment. This is what the Bible said in Revelation. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection, for the second has no power. Think about it. If you miss the resurrection when the trumpet blows and you have to go the way of the grave, but I hope and pray we go the way of the rapture, amen. But if that happens and you don't hear that sound, that trumpet, you're lost. That's all there is to it. And I can't put it no simpler than that. It's full of simplicity. It's not hard to understand. The wages of sin is just pure death. And that's all there is to it. You can't lie. You can't cheat. And amen. And you can't do no one wrong. If you got any black thing in your heart against your neighbor, get rid of it. Get cleaned up with God. Put on the robe of righteousness. God said of old time that Isaiah, the in Ezekiel, he said, take the tongs and put them on the altar and come and touch his lips. And then he said, now take his garment away from him and give him a new garment. Now I'll tell you something, folks. If we live right, praise God. Don't you want to hear this say? This is one that I've got to hear. I tell him all the time, I said, Lord, I've got to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, but now I'm going to make you faithful over many. Long for you to hear that. And when that book, and he said, oh yes, the Lord did say that. I read up on it. It said, and the books were open. And then he said, then the book of life was open. Oh, do you think he knows who's in that book? I believe he does. I don't believe you'll hoodwink him that morning. Old devil tell you to put it off. Don't get robbed with God. You've got plenty of time. You're young and full of vinegar. You'll be here for a long time and don't worry about it. Not so, neighbor. I'll tell you something. I've seen a lot in my... I ain't going to tell you how old. Amen. I've seen a lot. But I'm going to tell you something. I've seen them shot at and everything else. I've seen people that died and know. I knew they were lost and undone without God. Amen. I got a darling sister that died. Amen. And she had to have her whiskey every day. And she had to have her filthy mouth every day. But oh, it caught up with her. Sin will catch up with you, don't you think it won't? Amen. It's on our heels every day. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The rich man that first went to hell that we read so much about, but they're almost equal to a certain extent. He said, send Lazarus. Send Lazarus. Darling, I'm going to tell you something tonight. There ain't no water truck going to make it there. There ain't no ice cream cones, amen. There ain't no beautiful suppers going to be waiting for you there. The man that threw the supper, he said, go and tell them that the supper's ready. And they began to make excuses. I bought a piece of ground. I bought 4 yoke of oxen, all this thing. I must go try and prove. I thought to myself, you must be a poor buyer to have to buy something and go back and prove it. Amen. Looks like you had the bill of sale when you bought it and paid for it. Amen. God gives us a bill of sale. Amen. He said, I'll clean you. Amen. Wash you and make you whiter than snow. You know, I remember, I like to think about the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery. Oh, she, all bounds of reason, yes, she was. She was really in sin and everything, amen. And, you know, they came to Jesus and said, now, Master, said, according to Moses, she must be stoned to death. And so he went to writing on the ground. And then, what did he say? He rose up and he said, he that has no sin, cast the first stone. Amen. Well, now you can't say they didn't have no stone because they're going to stone her to death. Amen. There's already clocked and loaded, so to say. Amen. And Jesus asked her, said, when they all left one by one, from the youngest to the elders, they left the room. Now God knew every one of them. Don't tell me He didn't know them all. I believe He wrote every one of them in the sand right there. Amen. And showed them what was up. Amen. And He got up and she rose and He says, where is thy accuser, woman? He said, I don't have. She said, I don't have none. And then what did He say? The sweetest words that He'll say to you tonight, the same thing. Glory to God. Neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way and sin no more. And so somebody said, oh, now didn't he do something smart? Sure he did. He gave what he came for. He came to call the right of the lost to repentance, not to save man. Amen. He came for that cause only, to save her and justify her. And you know what? I really believe with all my heart that if you really mean business with God tonight, now you listen at me, dear heart, and you just put it on the altar with God and say, God, I'm tired of sin. I'm fed up with it. I'm tired of doing the things wrong. Amen. Well, let me ask you this. I was told to ask this, so I will. Amen. What are you hanging around for? What are you hanging around playing with the devil? He'll hoodwink you again just like he did before. He never will tell you the truth. Amen. You don't want to die and go to a devil's hell. You're too smart for that. Amen. Praise God. He's got a home in heaven for you that man didn't build. He said, I'll go to prayer place for you. I'll come again and receive you unto myself. And there where I am, there you may be also. In Isaiah 55, it said, come, everyone that thirsts, and let him drink of the water of life freely. If you don't have no money, you can be the old sand broke as a convict. He'll still take you in, man. You can be the poorest man in town. He'll still take you in, praise God. He has no respect to person. He said, it's not my will that men should pass, but all come to repentance. That if thou believe in thine heart and confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart men believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth is confession made unto salvation to everyone that call upon him. God's a good God. He's never let no one down. He said, I'll no wise cast you out. He said, come unto me. He said, seek the Lord, did he? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Because he said, my spirit will not always strive with men. You can't play around with him. And I'm going to tell you something. Just as sure as I'm up here tonight, Jesus Christ is coming back to this world. Amen. And he's going to judge this world. Amen. Know you not that you that saved? Did you know what you he said? Know you not that you'll judge angels? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You need to look up. He's a holy God. Oh, by the time I praise Him right now, blessed God, I believe in Him. Amen. He turned me around when I wasn't even fit to kill. I was like the man that's on the cross. I wasn't fit to kill. Amen. But He came and turned me around and changed me. Glory to God. And I'm happy in Him. I have a life that's pleasing to Him. Amen. Praise God. Oh, listen. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He's a great teacher. Oh, just learn of me. What will you learn when you take him? You'll learn how to live for him. Amen. You know, and when you got when you have to leave this old world, you won't have to worry about it. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He's honest. He's true. He's faithful. He'll say, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." Amen. Tonight is the best night I know to get right with God. I'm telling you the truth. Men waste a lifetime on sin. They told me here a while back, says, "Oh, that's I'll tell you what that kind of religion is." I said, "That's for old women and small children and old men." Well, I beg your pardon. I'm not young, but it sure fits me to the core. Amen. I'll tell you right now. I love the Lord, and I want to see people saved so much. Amen. Praise God. This old world is in for a bad... I can't hardly put it in words. This old world is going to have their trouble. You ain't seen no trouble what it's going to be. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you something. The world is going to be turned into just... We're walking on treading ground on precious something else we could be doing with ourselves. But playing with the world, don't go with the world, folks. Don't go to the bad places of the world. Oh, listen, you young people that's looking for a companion, don't you get hooked up with somebody that'll marry you, and 3 weeks you'll have a knockdown and a drag out, and you won't ever see him no more. Amen, all that stuff. You ought to go with him for 1 year. You love me, you stay with me a year. You come, you go to church with me for 1 year. I want to see what kind of man you are. Amen, is that bad advice? Amen. Praise God. I met my little wife in church, so help me, I did. I thought she was the prettiest thing that ever walked. Glory to God, but she's gone to that beautiful city of the sweet deliverance. And somewhere in bright and early, dear neighbor, I'll see her. And she shows what my name is. And listen, you've got loved ones in heaven too, some of you. And I'll tell you something. Don't you play around this old world. And good hoodwink don't sin. And he'll influence you and tell you it's all right. Go to the hell holes of the world and everything, but you can't do it. No, sir. You won't go over there and play with the devil and come back and eat on God's table. It don't work. Because he said, "I'll not share my glory with another." No, sirree. He will not share his glory with another. He said, "Choose me this day." Amen. This day. It's too late to be playing around. This Jesus is soon coming. Jesus is soon coming. Oh, when we get to see him. Every eye said the heavens will melt with fervent heat, and we which are alive remain, shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord there, and so shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these sayings. Amen. We're going to go to a city. Amen. For where the light is the lamp. Is the light of the city, and that's Jesus. Amen. And I read this the other night. Forgive me for taking a little long here, but I'm just about through. Some of you, okay. Amen. But you know what he said? He said, "I've got many, many mansions in my Father's house." Yep. You know how big the city is? How many things they know how big the city is? It's 1,500 miles square. Every way you can point. Is that right? Amen. And he's going to come and get us and take us to the Lamb's Supper of the Lamb. Oh, it won't be like that bunch that the master of the house said, "Go and tell them to come and the supper's ready." And they began to make excuses. You can't make no excuses with God. No, sir. It won't do. Amen. Well, you try to make excuses, you'll get yourself in trouble. Jesus said these very words. He said, "Behold." It's a little short words. It's almost the end of the Bible. "Behold, I come quickly." Come quickly. And I started to bring this out a while ago, and I forgot it because I had some more things on my mind. Listen. He is going to come from people that's not looking for him. That's right. But Jesus said these very words, "I have shortened the time for who? For the elect. And you don't know how, and I don't know how much he shortened it." Amen? So that means he's going to come any moment. Amen. and catch them unaware. You know what it said to our, thank you, Lord. It said the good man of the house had told his wife, said, I'm taking a sack of money, and I'm going on a journey, and I'll be back. I'll be back in a few days. The other man gave out 3 talents. He said, I'll be back, and I'll reckon with you. He finally came back. There was 2 of them that knew and believed that he'd come back. But the third one, he said, I got worried and nervous, and I know that you gather where you don't plant and everything like that. And he said, thou evil servant, said, what you should have done is took my money down to the bank and then used it for interest. Amen. But he didn't. He said, now take what he has. Listen, take what he has and give to who that's got what? The 10 talents. And they said, well, Lord, he's already got 10. He needs it. Amen. He worked for it. Amen. You know, one day, while what I'm saying tonight is going to be a reality, he's going to come, and every eye is going to see him. Every eye is going to see him. We're going to give account of everything we've ever done. Amen. If we don't get it, send a friend. If you're here tonight, I'll tell you how you can escape. Amen. There's only one way but escape. Amen. And one way. There's no other way to escape. You can't buy it. You can't buy your slick-talking lawyer. He can't help you at all. Amen. But I'll tell you what you can do. If you'll take them sins, whoo, thank you, Lord, and you'll put them on the blood. You put them on the blood. He said, I'll put them back with me. I'll drop them in the sea of forgiveness and never remember them against you anymore. Amen. Well, I don't know of a better bargain than that, do you? Well, you forgive you what you did when you was a little child. Amen. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, when I found the Lord, He found me, I'll tell you like that, because I wasn't looking for Him. Amen. I remember them old donuts that I used to get out of the front end of the store. Now, you said, that's sorry. Well, sure, it was sorry, but it sure was good. Amen. I was hungry, but it was wrong. And if you die, I don't care, the smallest thing that you've done, you're going to have to repent for it. It said, godly sorrow worketh repentance. Now, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Now listen, Fort Knox is loaded. You know what I'm talking about. They got all the silver and gold and everything else. But their gold and silver will never outdo the blood of Jesus. Amen. His blood will cleanse everyone that's ever sinned. Amen. His blood will forgive you. Amen. Without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I feel good in my soul. I'm closing now. And do you want to play a song, sister? And where's my song leader? Is he gone? Okay. All right, come on, will you, please. Amen. I really tonight want you to come to this altar. Give your heart and life to God, and you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'll quote you this verse in its Bible. Behold, he said, I make all things new, for the former things are passed away, and all things is become new. If you don't know Jesus tonight, you're too smart to sit there and let the devil hoodwink you and tell you that you'll be all right. You will not be all right without Jesus. Amen. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Search the Scripture, for in Him you think you have a life, and there's one of them that speak of me, Jesus said. Amen. What's you on?
390.
390. Can you turn to that, and everybody stand that will? Amen. I want to give you an opportunity to come to the Lord. If you're a lost man, woman, boy, or girl, tonight, think of this. Life is uncertain, but death is for sure. You said, well, I'm too smart to come down there and kneel at the cross. Well, let me give you a good point. Wise men still seek God. You just remember that. Wise men. Now, here's another one. Amen. If we'll do the man part, God will do the God part, but the trouble of it, we try to do both parts. Amen? Amen. You let God do His part. Oh, friend, I feel it tonight. If you feel what I feel right now, amen, if you'll just let that feel, that feeling get all over you, you'll say, yes, sir, I'm going to take God as my personal Savior tonight. I'm tired of sin. How many in here tonight is tired of sin?
Amen.
Amen. They're raising their hands. Well, you can do something about it. What can I do, preacher? Just the humble admiration, just kneel down and say, oh, God, clean me up and forgive me, Lord. Amen. You don't take long. But you get to feeling good down there, you get to want to stay longer. Amen. Amen. Now listen, I know a lot of you. I know some of you pretty well. I know you don't know the Lord. But neighbors, I'm going to tell you something. You need to do something. Go ahead, sister, and let's sing the first words on that.